T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
11 o'clock hour on the midday show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We will get back into briefly what happened on Monday Night Football last night. Let you hear a little bit more from Raheem Morris from his press conference yesterday. College Football Corner coming up at 12:20 as well. As every single week, and I know we didn't get to do a ton of it yesterday just with all the Falcons reaction, but every week there's a new huge job in college football open, as Mike Conte joins us, as he always does on Tuesdays. And last week we got to talk to you about James Franklin and Penn State being open, and Florida's open, and now LSU's open. Some of the biggest jobs in college football. Seems like every single week a new one is open.
Yeah, if Oklahoma goes on a two-game losing streak, they might be open the way things are going right now. Like a two- or three-game losing streak, and you're fired in college football. That feels like that's how it's going.
You gave an interesting name in the break for LSU. Let's just start there.
So for those of you who don't know, I worked in New Orleans for a couple years for LSU's flagship radio station. And I will just say at that time, now this is 20 years ago, Jimbo Fisher was an extremely popular former assistant who fans never really got behind Les Miles at LSU, even when he was winning. You know why?
Because he came over from – he's not one of them.
He's not one of them. Yeah. Came over from Oklahoma State. He doesn't talk like Orgeron, you know. He's an outsider. And even when Miles is winning, I mean, we'd get fans left and right and boosters too. Oh, man, if only we had Jimbo. If only we had Jimbo. I stay in touch with a lot of people down there. They're all big LSU fans. You're going to hear Jimbo Fisher's name come up for that opening. I don't know if they'll end up hiring him, but I think you're going to hear that name come up. It's my understanding there's some very influential people who have money who are going to push Jimbo pretty hard on that. Now, there's also a thought down there that they're going to try to make a run at Saban again. And I guess because Miss Terry really liked her garden in Baton Rouge and they had a beautiful house in Baton Rouge, that they might try to make another run at Saban. Because, again, when Les Miles was coaching there and succeeding, all I kept hearing, and this got really worse when Saban went to Alabama, man, I wish we had Saban. There's just a huge nostalgia to the Saban days at LSU, and Jimbo Fisher was a part of that.
As there should be.
Yeah, and I think we look at Jimbo, I mean, even though he's from West Virginia, he knows that region. He's been down there and everything like that and knows those coaches. To me, and you can help with it, it just seemed like Brian Kelly. And I remember when they hired him, we were like, really?
Terrible fit.
We were like, really?
Yeah. Terrible fit.
It just seems like he just does not fit there. Like,
terrible fit.
Would he fit at Penn State?
Yes. Do I want that? No. But yes. Yes, absolutely he would fit.
But like, personality-wise,
he would absolutely fit. It's not something I would want. I don't like the way that he carries himself. Mm-hmm. There's the obvious baggage with the incident that he had at Notre Dame that still to this day really doesn't sit well with me. He would not be someone I would prefer to have head coaching Penn State. But I told Bo Johnson yesterday, I wouldn't be shocked if this ends up with Kelly at Penn State and James Franklin at LSU.
Right.
Wouldn't shock me. LSU is the best available job right now. LSU is the program, in my opinion, of all the jobs open, that is closest to winning a national championship.
I've heard that said, and that what is it about where they are that makes it you feel like they're the closest and that's the best?
I feel it's because they are in a very fertile recruiting area with no in-state competition. Agree. No disrespect to Tulane, but like,
agree.
It's not like it's Texas competing against Texas A&M.
Florida's got
or
all
Florida against Florida State and Miami.
Yeah, Penn State's up.
If you look
Ohio
at the Randy knows this.
Yes.
If you look at the players who are in the league right now, mm-hmm. who came from either Metro New Orleans or somewhere in Southwest Louisiana or East Texas, and that's the other thing. Like LSU really digs into that Houston area big time. You've got a very, very fertile recruiting belt with a lot of high schools that have put athletes in the league. Not to mention, too, you've got a ton of money. I mean, they've got a just knowing Penn State's economic situation, I don't know much about Florida, but if you were to ask me who's going to have a much larger pot of NIL to dip into between LSU and Penn State, it's going to be LSU by a mile.
Right.
So that is the best job open right now. And maybe that's why LSU made the move when they did right now, because there's starting to become a little more smoke about Urban Meyer at Penn State, and Saban hasn't directly said no to anything yet on these little bits that he's doing on College Game Day with Miss Terry. Maybe LSU is thinking that, okay, we need to get to the front of the line right now before, say, Urban Meyer comes off the board, or I think Saban's ridiculous, but you know, maybe there's another coach who currently has a job that could come into play.
Right.
You know, is Sark really looking to leave Texas? And would going to LSU be a step up for him? Probably not.
No,
we never know.
Don't do that, LSU.
I think Texas, if they were really panicking about losing Sark, they can just cut the check.
Right.
They've got it. They've got the money. They can cut the check. It's not a big deal for them. It would be a much bigger deal for some of these other, especially like the Arkansas, UCLA, Virginia Tech. Like they would be way out of that.
What's your four-game assessment on the Hawks?
Yeah, not good. But it's only four games. And I had to remind myself of that even last night, watching everything unfold. It's too early, but I will also point out that by next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, the week after they play the Lakers, they'll have 1/8 of their season complete after next Saturday. And that would be, in my opinion, enough of a sample to make judgments. It's frustrating to me that after one game, you lost a couple guys due to injury. It is reassuring that they all came back last night. Jalen Johnson and Kristaps Porzingis, I think, played well last night. They're not making threes consistently. Certain players aren't making threes at all. And these are certain players that you absolutely are depending on making threes. You do have these 4, 5, 6 game slumps in the NBA. So I'm not going to like freak out over that yet or panic. But some of the guys that you're really counting on to make threes are not making threes. You've been really dominated on the glass in a couple games. And that's scary to me. Toronto and last night against Chicago. Nikola Vucevic was one assist away from a triple-double last night. He's 35 years old. One assist away from a triple-double last night. So that scares me a little bit. But then again, you got a lot of new players that you're trying to get into the mix here, and you've had some injuries, so it's probably a little too early to panic. If they don't look good tomorrow night in Brooklyn, because that is the worst team in the league right now, the Brooklyn Nets. If they have their hands full with the Nets tomorrow, then I might feel a little more concerned. But, you know, it's early, and I think they probably deserve the benefit of the doubt.
It's four games, so they can obviously get better at this. With all the acquisitions that they made and re-upping on Daniels and Jalen Johnson being healthy and Porzingis being in there, I thought that they'd be a better team defensively early in the season. They got pretty well ran out of the building on opening night in transition. Last night they couldn't get a stop in the fourth quarter when they needed one. I would have thought that these guys on the perimeter that were brought in to kind of be some of that, we haven't seen that yet.
Totally agree. That's a concern. Now, The Toronto game last Wednesday, your best defender was on the bench the whole game because he was being officiated bizarrely. So put that one maybe off to the side a little bit. They were getting the stops in Orlando at the end of the game. Encouraging. Mm-hmm. The problem with the Hawks is their third quarters have been awful.
Yeah.
The three losses they've had this year, they didn't lose those games in the fourth quarter. They lost those games in the third quarter. Toronto, I think, had 45 or 49 points on them in the third quarter. Chicago last night took a one-point deficit at halftime and jumped it out to an 11-point lead almost in the blink of an eye in the third quarter. So that, again, could just be coincidental. It could be a sign that maybe they're running out of gas a little bit at this early juncture of the season, and when you take three starters out of the starting lineup, mm-hmm. that could happen. But again, it is so early, and this is it's like training camp in the NFL. Oh, you know, so-and-so, he threw two interceptions in practice today. You have such a small sample to go on that you zero in and you zoom in too closely on things that might not really even matter.
As my man Carl Duke says, we don't spread rumors. We just talk about when they're out there. Tata?
Yeah. I mean, I know nothing. Mm-hmm. They haven't talked to me since the season ended, literally. So I know nothing, but it does make a lot of sense because the man making the hire, Chris Henderson, was with Tata in Miami. And Tata reportedly was talking to LAFC, which might be an indication that, you know, he's interested in coming back to Major League Soccer. So I don't know anything. They have literally stopped all contact with me since the season ended. I haven't heard from anyone over there. So this is by no means anything official, but it is a rumor that makes a lot of sense. There was another name that came up last night in another report, I think by ESPN. Andy knows really well Giovanni Savarese, formerly the Portland Tim. In fact, it's funny. You're talking now about the two managers who went up against each other in the 2018 final.
Yeah.
Savarese is a name that I think would be very exciting for Atlanta United. I think there's a lot of similarities between him and Tata and the way that they want to play and the way that they manage players. That would be a very interesting hire if that were to come true. But the rumors, and they are just rumors right now, do make a lot of sense. You can connect a lot of dots on that.
I think it would get people excited. Hopefully.
Well, Miguel Almiron got a lot of people excited,
that's
too.
True.
And that that did not work out. So you have to be careful.
Well, luckily,
you know, and I think
Tata's not going to be playing. So
No, that's true. But I've seen a lot of this in the fan base over the last week. And I think it's really 50-50. There is that half group that is really excited about that idea and bringing the band back together. And I think there's the other half who points to, you know, nostalgia is not necessarily the best thing in the world. And also keep in mind, too, Tata only stayed 2 years, you know, and then he was out of here. So,
well, he only stays 2 years everywhere.
Everywhere.
Well,
so it's like if he came back, he would probably only be here for a couple years.
Probably. If you feel like he can turn this thing around in 2 years,
that's perfect.
That's great.
What did he do in his first 2 years here?
Exactly.
Yeah,
also,
that's right. Yeah, he took an expansion team and won a championship. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
If that's what he does, 2 years is fine.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, you've got to do something to get people excited because this past season, as they said after the last game, you can't ever let it happen again. So they have to do something to get people excited. But I would point out, if it's not Tata, I think there are lots of other coaches out there who could also get this fan base really excited.
Speaking of not ever letting it happen again, just a quick thought on what happened with the Falcons on Sunday and where we go from here.
Oh, boy. The performance speaks for itself. It's even with the injuries, it's really inexplicable that you would have something like that happen. I just feel like when you have a performance like that, it cannot go unaddressed. I'm not saying that, you know, you need to fire people or anything like that, but it can't go unaddressed. So either you've got to make a personnel change, you've got to change something that you're doing because right now it's not working. The last 10 quarters this team has played has not been good,
right.
Have not been good, excuse right. me. This really started in the second quarter of the Buffalo game. I think I have the stat. When they scored that touchdown in garbage time on Sunday, they had snapped a streak of, I think, 74 consecutive minutes without a touchdown. They only have 23 points in their last 28 possessions.
Ooh.
So it's not working, yeah. Okay? And that goes beyond having a couple guys out due to injury, including the quarterback. Something's broken, okay? It's got to be addressed. They don't have to tell us how they're going to address it. That's their right. But you've got to, I don't know, it could be just simplifying certain things, personnel changes. You got to do something. You can't just roll it out there in Foxborough on Sunday doing the same thing and expect a better result. That would literally be the definition of insanity.
That's when they tell us. They'll tell us Sunday at 1.
Yeah, I think so. And I think Raheem made that pretty clear yesterday. Like, he was.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not answering everything.
That's fine.
So, and that's okay. That's his right. That's his right.
What he says or does not say in press conferences will have nothing to do with what they do on Sunday.
Exactly, but something's got to change.
Absolutely.
What exactly that is, I don't know, but it's got to be something.
All right, Mike.
Appreciate you, Mike.
All right, see you guys.
Appreciate it as always. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Let you hear a little bit more of what Raheem did have to say yesterday, albeit not much, obviously. Monday Night Football reaction as well. Some of the other big stories in the National Football League. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.